From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Ryan Famuliner. The University of Missouri has its first ever Nobel Prize. Professor Emeritus George Smith shares the 2018 Nobel Prize in Chemistry with two other researchers, one from Caltech in Pasadena and the other from the MRC Laboratory in Cambridge. Smith was a professor at MU for 40 years. He won the Nobel this morning for his development of a method called phage display, in which a virus that infects bacteria can be used to evolve new proteins. One of the other Nobel laureates, Gregory Winter, won for his use of phage display to produce new pharmaceuticals. While the three Nobel laureates worked generally in the same area of research, they each won for work they had done independently. George Smith joined me by phone this morning from his home in Columbia. If I know this is the cliche question, but what was it like getting that call this morning?
Well, I was delighted, of course, and totally surprised.
Phage display, how would you describe it to a layman, I suppose, what exactly this method is that you developed?
Okay, well, I'm going to describe it in the context of Greg Winter's Nobel Prize. Phage display, as they developed it, involved creating huge libraries, maybe 10 or 100 billion different antibody molecules all mixed together. And phage display allowed you to select out of that huge number of different antibodies a tiny number of antibodies that would have some activity that you want. That was often a receptor involved in cancer or some other disease that the antibody would bind to and alter the course of that disease in a way, in a desired way. That's what this technology allowed you to do. And it used very standard classical microbiological methods to do it.
Yeah, and the Academy, from what I read, described it as brilliant in its simplicity. What do you think about that characterization?
Okay, well, let's talk about simplicity. Simplicity is that, as I said, this is classical, easy to do microbiological methods at core, they were. The brilliance, I think that has to be qualified because the notion of fishing through huge numbers of structures to find rare structures that would have a desired activity was very much in the air at the time. So this would be the late 70s through, you know, the 90s or this is very much in the air. There were many predecessors. It wasn't that much of a brilliant leap of imagination to apply phage display to that because very similar ideas in concept were very prominent in molecular biology at the time.
It's going to be strange, right, to go back to regular life? How do you think this is going to change your life?
I think it's going to change my life a lot in the next few months, but I don't actually envision it changing much after that. I'm retired, as you know. I mean, I've been retired for 3 years, so I'm not in the lab sometimes, and I go to some lab meetings of labs that I've collaborated with. But, you know, basically, I really have stopped being a scientist and started being a citizen, more general citizen, you might say.
That was George Smith, a 2018 winner of the Nobel Prize in Chemistry. He's a professor emeritus at the University of Missouri, where he worked for 40 years. A quick disclosure, Dr. Smith is the father of one of our recent newsroom employees, Bram Sable-Smith. I'm Ryan Famuliner, KBIA News, Columbia.